This is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM, and we'll be right back.
The sound of your city. CIUT 89.5, Toronto.
And welcome back to Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor. And we just spoke to John Philpott, and I should be telling everyone that John Philpott's going to be part of a program on Zoom. And I urge you to go to that. It's going to be November 24 at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And there's going to be Paul Manley of the Green Party is listed as a speaker, Nikki Ashton, Kathy Walker, Dr. Atif Kubursi, and KJ No, and John Philpott. And Christopher Black is going to be part of that program. And this is all in around the issue of Free Meng Wanzhou. And again, that's November 24, 2020, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can go to the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War, be one of the spots. And you will be able to catch that. It's their address, hcsw.ca, and you go to that hcsw.ca and be part of this program. It's November the 24th, 7 p.m. It's very, very important. John Philpott, whom we were speaking to earlier, is going to be making a contribution. It is very important to be hearing from lawyers who are experienced in international law, because the Meng Wanzhou case is extremely complicated in terms of politics and law, primarily in the matter of law, in the fact that it's overlooked, neglected, certainly her rights as a her right to be get due process is, in my opinion, has already been seriously violated. The shenanigans that went on and have went on when she was arrested are just, from a Canadian point of view, embarrassing. Her rights were overridden. Three police organizations, the FBI, the RCMP, and I guess you'd say the border agency, Canadian Border Security, they talked together and made a little plan for what they were going to do to her. And she was separated from her electronic devices at the request of the FBI. And it was, as her lawyers pointed out in court, this was neatly done because the Canadian Border Services Agency didn't mention to her that they were aware that there was somebody waiting to arrest her. And of course, if she's told she's going to be arrested, she immediately has rights. That would be right to counsel, and of course, right not to turn over her personal material and her electronic devices. In this age, these are clearly important matters, something she would not do, and certainly not give the password to her devices, which she, of course, in innocence did to satisfy Canadian border people who didn't tell her that there were someone waiting, and also they didn't tell her that they were going to take her passwords and her electronic devices and pass them over to the RCMP, who then, of course, gave them to the FBI. Canada needs to release her, because it's important that the Canadian public, I believe, recognizes the rule of law. This is something Chrystia Freeland and the Prime Minister like to say, oh, rule of law. Well, the rule of law includes the presumption of innocence. Also includes a due process, and this was not due process. She was basically tricked by police agencies. And she was a cooperative person. By the way, remember, she's a financial officer of a major international company. She's not been accused of any crime in Canada. So anyway, it's very important that people participate in November 24 at 7 o'clock to hear the experts on this matter, to fill us in on the case for Meng Wanzhou. And she should be freed, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, hcsw.ca. I want to thank everybody for listening to the Taylor Report, for the support to the station and support for this program. We do our best, and we are proud of our listeners. We're proud of the station. And I want to remind you that you can continue through December to help us reach our goal of $100,000. And there's a detail I think that we should make sure people know, is that if you go to ciut.fm, then to donate, click on donate, you can help reach the goal by and double your donation through corporate matching. So there are many companies and organizations who when a contribution of this type is made for public broadcasting and for CIUT, they will match the funds. It's called a matching gift. So put your employer's name, and that would increase the amount that goes into the great coffers of a great cause. So it's CIUT.fm, and when you're at CIUT.fm, click on donate. We're entering the age of plastic. You probably have all heard. Money is disappearing. Someday we'll do a show about that. How did that happen? You used to judge people by the quality of the coins. And if you have coins in your pocket that blow down the street because they're so light, it's supposed to be a sign that your civilization might be in trouble, if you want to call it civilization. This is the Taylor Report, and additional information, I'd like to point out that Colin Kaepernick has done a wonderful thing. He's made a statement on behalf of Abu Jamal, and it's quite eloquent, and it shows what a gifted, wonderful individual Colin Kaepernick is. He sacrificed his career. He cannot play in the National Football League. He's not allowed to be there when the planes fly over and the paratroopers jump and when the army is kissed and loved and embraced and carried around the field, because he speaks up for Black Lives Matter. And though he's one of the most gifted athletes of our time, he'll never play another game. But he has, of course, won respect all around the world. I just put in Colin Kaepernick and Mumia Abu Jamal, because he's calling for his release. It's an eloquent statement. By the way, as always, people who fight for on behalf of Mumia Abu Jamal are basically stalked by various police, retiree associations, unions, whatnot, who are, you know, always calling for more badges, more guns, more tanks, whatever. American police need tanks. Next they'll want flamethrowers. But this is an important matter, and we really celebrate Colin Kaepernick for that. On the matter of Meng Wanzhou, I want to mention just one story that sticks with me, because the testimony, I really urge people, you can go to the South China Morning Post. It's not the greatest paper, but at least it tells you what's going on. The Globe and Mail is so weighted down with propaganda at this point, it can barely get any facts on the page, because they're always quoting an intelligence source that tells you to ignore the facts and listen to them. It's like a lullaby by somebody who intends to snuff you out. There was testimony from the Canadian border official, And he said, yes, he took the electronic devices from Meng Wanzhou without telling her what that might lead to. And he got her password. And he said it was a mistake. He made a mistake. And he put the password and the devices in a bag and gave it to the RCMP. And we're supposed to, he says he found it heart-wrenching. Well, what did his supervisors think? Mistake, eh? Was he reprimanded? You know, he has duties. It didn't include giving her passwords and her electronic devices to the RCMP. And then, of course, to the FBI. They're collecting evidence or shaping it in order to put her in prison. She has, when Krillin says rule of law, that, you know, rule of law is supposed to respect accused persons or people who are going to be accused. So when he says, oh, that was a heartbreaking mistake, well, it must not have been, because nobody told him he had done anything bad. But if he had, well, if that was a terrible mistake, heart-wrenching, why wasn't he reprimanded? Where's his supervisor saying, we're very unhappy? No. I mean, these guys are clumsy liars, or they're just used to the idea that they belong to a club. Guys, members of the club can do this stuff, wink, wink. It is embarrassing, the things that have gone on in relation to Meng Wanzhou. And each of them should lead a conscientious court to say, no, enough of this, we're not going to tolerate it, and she's going to be, her rights are going to be respected, and she's going to be released. And you do it not because you're going to please anybody, but you do it because the old-fashioned reason, it's the right thing to do. And I would point out that we cannot accept that you get to do anything because you don't like somebody. That's what leads to war crimes. That's what leads to torture. And that's what leads, of course, to self-destruction of societies that claim to have some respect for law. So it can't be tolerated. And it's very important for conscientious people and conscientious nations to keep their hands clean. That has not happened here. Instead, we have like Bob Ray running off to the United Nations, see if he can generate wild, absurd charges against the People's Republic of China, which recently, in the past 5 years, has lifted 800 million people out of poverty. Bob, look it up. That's not their figures. That's actually an internationally agreed consensus that they've done that. So you're going to run your mouth. We really need to get some grown-ups involved in the Canadian foreign policy, and not people who will jump through hoops to please the United States, which is the very definition these days of, you know, what Canadians do. They work their tails off to please U.S. And this is making us a laughing stock. This is Phil Taylor for CIUT Taylor Report. See you next week.
CIUT 89.5, Toronto.